It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning here at Grace Bible Church. In our calls to worship each and every Sunday, our endeavor is to prepare your heart and mind for the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we've come here to gather in His name, to worship Him, to sing praises to His glorious name. And so I pray that today as we look at God's Word, that your hearts and minds will be knit together as we seek to focus our attention. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 4, it tells us, "But the end of all things is at hand." Do you not sense that? As the times have progressed, in these days especially, it seems like everything is being stripped away. Moral standards, the Bible authority, it's just being all tossed. And it seems as if the end is at hand. Well, Peter wrote that in his day. He said, I believe it's at hand, and we certainly believe that to this day. What is our response to that? Well, Peter says, "Be ye therefore sober." Now that's beyond, understand please, it's beyond not drinking. All right? The word sober there means serious-minded. We're to be serious-minded. We are to watch unto prayer. That's the second thing that he says. Serious-minded, watching unto prayer. In other words, we're serious about prayer. And then it says this, "And above all things," what are we to do? "We are to have fervent charity among ourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins," faults, problems, issues. We are to be serious-minded in the last days. We're to be a praying people. But we're also to exercise fervent charity one with the other. I like that word fervent. It means to be red hot. It's not cold. It's not lukewarm. It's red hot. It's genuine, real love for each other. And when you have that, faults and issues that come up, we don't think the worst. We don't say, "Oh, that was a terrible thing to say to me. I'm not going to speak to them ever again." That's somebody that doesn't know how to live in the last days. And I can tell you something else about those kind of people. They're not praying, all right? And they're not serious-minded. Because if they were, they would understand the importance of fervent love toward one another. Oh, how we love to think the worst possible thing, because someone said this to me. You know what it is? It's just selfishness. You've got such a high estimation of yourself that anybody that would say anything that could be construed or possibly twisted against myself must be a bad person. Because we all know how lovable I am, how nice I am, and how perfect I am, you know? Let me tell you something. When you are serious-minded and you are praying for fellow believers, amen, you're remembering them daily in prayer, fervent love reaches out and it covers a multitude of faults. This is not sins harmatia in the sense of missing the mark, sins of iniquity and lawlessness. These are faults that we all have. Okay? No one here today is without a fault. Shockwaves are going forth. Anyone listening by way of internet, you are not here today without fault. We all have our faults. But aren't you thankful for fervent charity that allows us to be able to interact and pray for each other and work with each other? And yes, we stumble over words sometimes, and maybe we say something that we shouldn't say or whatever, and it comes across the wrong way. But you know what we do? We just take it as it is. That's just part of being here on this earth and not taking it to the nth degree. I'm never going to speak to that person again. I'm not going to be nice to them until they apologize, till they ask for forgiveness. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Does that sound like fervent love, charity? No, it's not. And go back upstream. A person that's that way, they're not praying, watching in prayer, and they are not serious about the things of Christ. These things go together. They're like three strands woven together. And what happens when you take three strands and weave it together? You've got something that's very strong. And so may those cords of love be the occasion for our genuine worship today. to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth because we're serious-minded and we're watching in prayer and we love each other and we want to honor God together today as we've gathered for worship. Do I hear a hearty amen? May that be the condition of our hearts this morning.